Grace be to you and peace from God our Father, and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for the sermon this morning is the gospel lesson. As read, I'd like to draw your attention to just one simple verse. Then beginning from Moses and from all the prophets, he explained to them the things concerning himself in all the scriptures. My dear friends in Christ, to attempt to do justice in just 5 to 7 minutes to a text such as the gospel we have before us today is indeed a rather daunting challenge. We cannot hope to plumb the depths of all the many points that might arouse our curiosity and beg for investigation. But we do have to start somewhere. So let's start with those two fellows plodding along to Emmaus, absorbed in their own conversation. It's pretty obvious from what is said here that these two were really quite knowledgeable about all that had happened recently in Jerusalem. But their hearts were not burning within them. The resurrected in the flesh, Jesus had drawn near to them. He had engaged them in conversation. But their hearts were not burning within them. Oh, they knew about Jesus of Nazareth, that he was indeed a prophet of God, mighty in word and deed before God and all the people. But their hearts, they were not burning within them. They were sad. They knew about the promise of the coming one, the one who would redeem Israel, and they had hoped that he was the one. But their religious authorities had conspired and connived to bring about his cruel demise. And so their hearts did not burn within them. There was only sadness there and disappointment. Yes, they even knew about the significance of a third day with respect to these things that had happened. But in spite of the women's report of an empty tomb and a vision of angels, and then even the corroboration by others of that tomb report, those others who had been to the tomb, they did not see him. And so apparently there was nothing to it. So much for that third day. And their hearts did not burn within them. The risen Jesus sees these hearts in which confidence in God's revealed word does not burn. And before opening their eyes to himself, he opens to their hearts the Holy Scriptures concerning himself. Why? Why in this way? Because of what Jesus himself had said earlier in a parable about the rich man's brothers. If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone rises from the dead. Scripture, scripture, scripture as your foundation. In fact, that confidence born of the Holy Scriptures should have been burning in these men's hearts even without the visible proof. Even as it had for Abraham, as he prepared to sacrifice his only son Isaac, being convinced that God would raise him from the dead. And yet here, oh, you foolish men, you who know so much, How foolish you are, how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. You know, throughout this gospel lesson, and certainly in its immediate context, everything depends upon the Lord's actions. His closing of their eyes to conceal his identity. His opening of the scriptures to their understanding. His being host at that meal that evening with the blessing and the breaking of the bread. His opening of their eyes to recognize him. And all of this, all of these actions are within the context of and revolve around the inscripturated word, which is all about Jesus. This is abundantly clear in the few verses that immediately follow our text for today. There, Jesus, on that very same evening, appears to them all in that room. He gives proof of his resurrection. And then he opens their minds to understand the scriptures. Thus it is written, he declares to them. What about us? Having minds and eyes of faith that have also been opened, having hearts that are burning with what has been opened to them, what are we to do? Not just we pastors, professors, and future pastors, but the whole mix of you disciples of Jesus Christ, just as was present in that room that night. What are we to do as we now bask in this afterglow of Easter? You are witnesses of these things, says Jesus, and witnesses testify to others about what they know. So you who know Jesus, whose hearts burn within you, speak to others of your risen Lord. Yes, open the Holy Scriptures to them in your own personal and winsome way. Tell them of repentance. Tell them of the forgiveness of sins in which you bask and which Jesus won for them as well. And you prospective pastors in particular, take to heart the motto of this institution, the words of St. Paul, Keruxen ton logon, preach the word. In your pulpit, in your Bible classes, in the hospital, in the nursing home, in their living rooms as you visit them, in your study as your people come to you with their burdens, as a humble servant of the Good Shepherd, open to them the Holy Scriptures. Feed Jesus' lambs with these words that are spirit and that are life. Here alone do they find a living Jesus, the forgiveness of their sins, and an open heaven. Yes, open to them the Holy Scriptures, that they might love their Lord Jesus, value their own baptism daily, and eagerly anticipate their own reception of his Holy Supper. Teach them, gentlemen, to be Christians. Amen. It is true. He is risen.